The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You can't be a let it go person.
Yeah, call me Elsa, because absolutely.
Okay. I'm physically uncomfortable.
Really?
Just thinking about it, yes.
Because I can tell you a story that will change the way you think about this, Aaron.
Oh, no.
I'm waiting. I don't think I'm going to change.
We're talking about what do you do when you find a sock and it's lost its mate. It's gone. It's a lone sock.
You don't just throw it out.
You don't.
No.
I have a laundry basket that is starting to be full of like lone socks. Okay. Couple different things. One thing I've discovered is sometimes maybe I'm just a little sideways mentally when I'm sorting laundry. And so when I find, like, I'll have two lone socks in the same load, and I'm like, now, how'd that happen? Did their mates meet the other one and go, let's blow this place? Yeah,
for a rendezvous?
Yes, and then they just bounced. Or is it more likely that at some point I paired two of the wrong socks? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And ended up wearing, so you wore the wrong pair
at one point and didn't notice. There's another mismatched pair. So then I either have to go to my sock drawer or my son's, because we kind of mix and match. We all have like kind of Under Armour and different. So just socks go. I don't know if you could handle that. Because you're looking at me like it's kind of freaky.
I'm
like,
pretty regimented with my socks. Yeah.
So you and Leo each had Nike socks. How would you tell the difference? I mean, right now he's four.
Right now.
But I'm saying when he's a teenager, how are you going to know which is his Nike sock?
I don't know.
Would you just buy him a different brand?
I guess, in his laundry. Do you his laundry separate than yours?
You throw all the laundry together. You do your son's clothes separate than your clothes?
Yeah, because he uses like a different detergent. There's like a little, for kids. It's called Dreft.
Okay. Do you think you're going to do that his whole life? You think he's always going to be on a different detergent? No. You don't foresee a day where your socks and your underwear will commingle with your son's underwear.
Yeah, I see that day, I guess. But he has got plenty of laundry on his own. He's definitely, and same with our daughter. She has her own load.
You don't have a hamper? My hamper.
So they each have a hamper, like in their room. So when his is full, it's time for his laundry.
I need you to pick a team. I have a hamper by my washing machine, and you just throw your stuff in. So then once that's full, it's like, ooh, the colors are full. And then I dump it out. It's like Mia's stuff, my stuff, Noah's stuff, and just do a load. Like, our socks are commingling.
Okay. That seems like, so you're making them bring down every time? Why wouldn't they just have a hamper in their room that they fill? And then when the hamper's full, they bring down a whole thing. Now it's a load.
Because then I just do a full load every day of all three of our clothes. I don't have to wait for Noah to have enough.
But it seems like you're losing socks.
No, okay.
Is this the best strategy? I'm trying to. We can rework this.
We couldn't be farther off the topic I wanted to talk. I find your segregation alive and well in your house off-putting. Completely off-putting. Aaron, take a side.
I do mine separately.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you mixing all together?
When you lived with a guy, you washed together.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was also like 6'2 and. We never got concerned on whose socks were whose.
Yeah, my wife and I go in the same, and then the kids, because we use just the.
I find it.
We use the cheapo detergent on us. Our skin is of no importance.
You don't use pods?
We use, it's like a sheet. It's like a little.
Oh, I guess I stopped using pods. I use dishwasher.
Because you ate
pods.
Them all.
Yeah, it was just too damn delicious. Okay, so the point was, if you find a lone sock, what do you do? And it feels to me like Aaron's just a little Elsa over there going, screw you, and kills it like a horse with a broken leg.
I'll put it to the side for...
How long?
An hour. Because
an hour?
Yeah, because where my hamper is...
What if the other sock is just
I'll look
on
for
a
it.
Walkabout?
I'll just, exactly, if it fell out, because I'm in the basement, laundry is on the top floor, so I have to go up two flights of stairs with my giant hamper. It's a lot. So I understand that a sock might have fallen off on the trip. So I'll like,
or could be under your bed.
Yeah,
you might have flung it off.
Not
when a
under my
gentleman
bed, or like
collar was
maybe. So I'll just do like a quick walk by, and if I don't find it, I toss.
But doesn't it ache at your being of like?
No.
But what happened to the other sock? Like,
no,
what?
It's a sock.
But my daughter has like AC/DC socks. She has Vampire Diary socks.
I have Winnie the Pooh socks, and I have yet to lose a pair because I make sure that they are in the hamper and then in the wash. And
so
then,
you give it an hour. I've given it months, And you know what? There was a Vampire Diary sock that I was like, you got to let it go. Because if she sees just the one, she's going to be sad.
Mm.
But I'm like, no, I'm just going to hold it. And it was in my hamper socks. That's all that's in my hamper. Socks and dog treats. That's it.
Interesting combination.
Well, you need a spit and you got to have a spot for the dog treats, whatever. And then one day she came down after like 6 months of that sock living amongst its redheaded stepchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that hits we're a little here. Too close. The unwanted, the land of misfit toys, the forgotten socks. She came down and she was like, oh, a guitar pick rolled under my bed and I reached under there and I found this one sock. And I was like, I know where its mate is. And the two of them got back together happily on her feet.
I love that.
Which is fine because, like, I don't know, it makes sense. I was definitely messier as a teenager. So I understand that there might be the odds, but, like, no, that's not going to happen.
I don't think I've ever thrown a loose sock away.
That's what I'm saying!
Ever. It just goes to kind of to the side of the drawer.
Yes!
Until there's enough loose ones.
Whoa! You still store them where the regular socks
yes.
are?
Yes! That sock did nothing wrong. It doesn't need to be ridiculed and stuff. All the
you
other.
You segregate your laundry.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.